Representative Robbins, do you have any examples of how the Walz administration blocked investigators from moving forward with high priority fraud investigations?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman. I have met with whistleblowers and gotten documents from them about how after the original CCAP whistleblower report came out in March and April of 2019, subsequent to that, there was an Office of Inspector General within DHS that had investigative authority to do surveillance, warrants, and seize electronics, and they were shut down. They were told they could no longer do criminal investigations. They were told they could no longer meet with the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension agents that were assigned to them without supervisor's approval. And instead, when they found one of the other members talked about how they changed the language. They went from calling it fraud to calling it overbilling. And they created an overbilling committee to all the investigative agents now couldn't do criminal investigations. And they had to flag issue overbilling. And then a committee would decide if any of that overbilling would be recouped.
Committee by... appointed by Walz?
No, appointed within DHS.
Oh, appointed by the own bureaucracy.
Yes. So they shut down criminal investigations. They created a committee to call it overbilling and decide if overbilling investigations would even try to recruit.
This